I'm George Walker. Our guest is lute player, Jacobs School of Music faculty member Nigel North, and he's wrapping up a final recital of six, Bach on the Lute. Tell us a little bit about the sources of your concert.
Well, in all of these six recitals, I took three chunks of music, the solo cello suites, the unaccompanied violin sonatas and partitas, and a small group of pieces that about 100 years ago people decided were the lute works. And I spread them out over 2.5 years, I think it's been. The first piece is the sixth cello suite. So that's the one written for a five-string cello. I've redone it because in this concert I'm using a different tuning than usual because the other two pieces can't be played in the normal tuning. And the sixth cello suite works actually more idiomatically. The suite in E minor survives in three copies, and one of them says that it's Auf Lautenwerk, which means it's for the lute harpsichord, an instrument that Bach owned. His cousin made some, and they were keyboard instruments, much like the harpsichord, but they had gut strings and they were supposed to imitate the lute. And this wonderful suite, quite early on in Bach's life, and it really is a keyboard piece. So it's taken me about, I would say, about 3 years to find the right tuning and to learn how to play it. It's been the biggest challenge. That's why I left it to last. The final piece in the recital, the E major partita, is a very well-known piece, the last of the partitas for violin. And it exists in a copy in Bach's hand. E major is about the worst key you could have for the normal tuning for a lute of this period. I've used an A major tuning. In the prelude, I can keep the E pedals and the A pedals that you get on the violin so easily. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece, and I really love playing that particular suite.
Over the years, you've played really all your lute life, I think.
Yeah.
You actually began with electric guitar and then left the Dionysian realm of rock and roll for the Apollonian. What was your progress from electric guitar to lute?
It was a little bit more conservative than that. My first real instrument was the violin. So when I was playing the violin, I loved to play these unaccompanied pieces. I couldn't play them very well, but I did play the violin for about 10 years and then a little bit of electric guitar and classical guitar, and then I got to the lute. So I had a varied sort of input from all of that. And eventually everything else left, and it was just the lute I wanted to play. And certainly, even before I got the lute, I knew about the Bach lute pieces and where do they come from, what they for, and I used to hear lots of people play them on the guitar. And then gradually, I found my feet and found the right instrument, and the lute pieces as such are not very idiomatic. So when I discovered, oh, they're lovely pieces, but God, they're really difficult. The German lutenist, Michael Schäfer, who I met and had a few lessons with, showed me an arrangement of one of the violin sonatas, and it was wonderful. And that's what started me in arranging all the pieces that I've arranged. And I wanted to create really good lute music, but that was Bach.
In addition to being a solo artist and a player with a variety of ensembles, you're also a teacher at the Jacobs School.
Mm-hmm.
Does your teaching inform your playing?
Yes, yes. So, sometimes a student will show me a fingering or a chord position or an idea I've never thought of, So it's not just one way, but if I have to demonstrate or reason out something or show, a student anything, I've got to stand by it. And so having to explain or demonstrate makes me think constantly about what I'm doing. So it keeps me on my toes. And I learn, well, I hope as much as they do.
Now, you've arranged Bach on the lute over the years.
Yeah.
Has your approach to arrangement changed as you've worked?
Every time I've played them, I've revised them. What you can do when you make an intabulation or arrangement is you make it fit you, the instrument and the way you like to play the instrument. My understanding of the style and the harmony has certainly increased. I'm happier now than I was 20 years ago with representing Bach through this medium. And yeah, I suppose it's changed over the years.
Lute player Nigel North. His recital takes place in our hall at 4 o'clock on Saturday, February 2nd, and it's music of Johann Sebastian Bach, a suite in C major, the work for lute harpsichord, and a partita in E major. I'm George Walker.